Minden with the Adams Central Patriots and the Bennington boys to go at it. The first game won this afternoon by the Bennington Badgers over the Adams Central Lady Patriots by the score of 40-29 in our contest there. The Lady Patriots' two-game winning streak now over. They fall to 2-5 on the season, and Bennington goes to 4-1, and they've won 4 basketball games in a row. So Adams Central dropping the girls' game by the score of 40-29. The boys' game up on tap for us here in just a few minutes as we bring you this doubleheader. We'll have both the Adams Central games for you right here on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow. The Lady Patriots, we now know, will be in the consolation game at 1 o'clock, so we'll join you again at 12:45 as we did today, tomorrow afternoon, for the Lady Patriots consolation game. They'll play the loser of the girls' contest later on today between Minden and Axtell. The Adams Central boys are going after their 6th win of the year in this game as they take on the Bennington Badgers. Adams Central coming in with 5 wins, and 1 loss on the season, so they are going for victory number 6. So the Patriots of Adams Central at 5-1 on the year, starting the season with the 4 wins in a row, beating Holdridge, Aurora, Centura, Wood River, and lost their first game at Ord, 56-36 in that contest. Actually, I believe that was a 53-36 contest. Ord beating Adams Central, handing the Patriots their first loss. That was on December 17th. But Adams Central bounces right back the next night and takes care of Gibbon handily by the score of 71-34. Adams Central 5-1 on this basketball season. The Patriots coming in, they like to score some points if they can. They're averaging just about 61 a game, giving up only 42 per contest and only scoring 36 in their loss. That was not the way things have been going for the Patriots, but they did come back the next night and score 71 and do average 61 a game, give up 42 per contest. So Adams Central 5-1 in the year. Zach at Foster's ball club will come in to try to come out of the Christmas break and moratorium on a winning note here and win their way into the championship game tomorrow evening at 6:15 here in Minden. So the Patriots with 6 wins and 1 loss on the season, they're shooting 45% from the field, holding their opponents to only 34% shooting from the field this season. And Adams Central has rolled up 365 points this basketball season, and they will attempt to get victory number 6 here this afternoon. They're led by Brady Barrett, 17 points a game. Matt Overmiller's averaging 10. They're the two double figure scorers. The other starters, Calvin Ott averages 9 points a game. Nick Stein, 7.8 points a game. Jake Fowler, 3.8 points per game. Stein averages about 6 rebounds per game, just under Calvin Ott, right at 6 per contest. They lead the way rebounding. The Patriots have rebounded their opponents by an average of 1 per contest this season with the 5 wins and 1 loss. Larry Klaus and the Bennington Badgers are boys' side of things to come over here to Minden to compete in this tournament. As the Badgers of Bennington are 3-2 on the boys' side of things, starting the season with a loss to Wahoo, 68-58, winning at Pierce, 46-35. Now, Bennington, one of the smaller Class B schools, but they are Class B. They lost to C1 Wahoo, beat C1 Pierce, 46-35, beat C1 Arlington, 63-48, lost to Class B Omaha Scott Catholic, 59-57. Their last outing before Christmas was a win over Class C1 Ashland Greenwood, 65-59. So the Badgers are 3-2, and they are taking on the Patriots here. And of course, the winner moves on to the championship. The loser to the consolation game at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. So the Badgers of Bennington. A couple of notes. We don't, of course, know a whole lot about the Bennington, but you may remember Bennington was the team that Hastings St. Cecilia defeated in the championship game of the Class C1 state tournament in 2009. Bennington making it all the way to the state championship before St. Cecilia beat Bennington in that championship game in 2009. And one of the losses this year for the Badgers, was to Omaha Scott Catholic. That is the team that St. Cecilia has defeated this year. So a little common thread in there with the Bennington ball club. Since we don't know a whole lot about it, they can look back on some things, and they had one of their 2 losses given to them by St. Cecilia earlier this season. So that we'll see how the Badgers come out of the break here with their 3-2 record. Adams Central at 5-1 on the basketball season. The Adams Central Patriots are expected to start. The guys have been starting most of the time this year for the Patriots. Matt Overmiller, a 6'2" senior for the Patriots, as we mentioned, Matt averaging 10.2 points per game and 2.8 rebounds per contest. Nick Stein, a 6'2" senior. Nick averaging 7.8 points and 5.8 rebounds. Calvin Ott will be the center. Calvin, a 6'3" senior, averaging 9.3 points and 6 rebounds per contest. The guards are Jake Fowler, a 5'10" sophomore, averaging 3.8 points, 3.6 rebounds, and Brady Barrett, the team's leading scorer, at 17.5 points per game. The 6'1" junior Barrett also averages 4 rebounds per contest for the Patriots. So Overmiller, Stein, Ott, Fowler, and Barrett for Adams Central, and 5-1 on the basketball season. The Bennington Badgers expected to start Tim Doppler. He's a 6'1" senior. Hayden Bird, a 6'2" senior. Michael Wickham, a 6'4" junior. Trevor Bonin, a 6-foot senior. And Ben Richards, a 5'10" senior for the Bennington Badgers. And Larry Klaus as the Badgers at 3-2 on the season. Again, Doppler, Wickham, Bird, Mitchell, and Bonin for the Bennington Badgers. So we'll see what the Badgers and Adams Central bring. Understand that the Badgers like to kind of get out and run a little bit if they can. They're not overly tall. These teams matched up pretty well as far as height are concerned. They have a couple of big fellas, and both teams like to kind of get out and run. So we understand from the Bennington point of view, and Adams Central would certainly like to do that. So this may be up and down the floor, and the defense and the rebounding, of course, will be key in this basketball game here this afternoon. It is the Adams Central Patriots and the Bennington Badgers boys contest in the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. And in the first round, with the winner to the championship game, the loser going to the consolation game tomorrow. The championship game's at 6:15 tomorrow night, and the consolation game's at 2:45. Tomorrow afternoon, at whatever time the boys' game is for Adams Central tomorrow, we'll have it for you on right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. So the Patriots will be the home team. They'll be in their white with their blue numerals and red and blue trim, traveling blue for the Bennington Badgers with the black trim for the Badgers. Adams Central will be going from right to left to start this one. Calvin off the jump center against Michael Wickham, 6'4" junior Wickham, and off the 6'3" senior. Adam Sundell from right to left, the Badgers from left to right, the boys' game underway. The Bennington girls win the girls' contest. Boys contest the ball in the air. The tip control by Brady Barrett of Adam Central. Ott wins the tip control. Front court Stein, man-to-man defense. Bennington, Stein, Dovermill, 13-footer baseline off, no good. Rebounded out of there by Wilchett. Ben Wilchett on the rebound there for the Badgers. Controls it into the front court. The 5'10 senior Barrett guarding him. And the man Patriot defense to start this one. Right side to Dotsler. Dotsler now to Wickham. There's a pass on the wing to Hayden Bird. Ball controllable, but picks it back up to Wilchett. Right side to Dotsler. Inside working the baseline as Wickham puts up a reverse layup. Shot no good. Rebounded by Overmiller. No score in this one. Just underway, boys contest. Overmiller for Adam Central to Jake Fowler. Again, it's a man-to-man defense by the Badgers of Bennington. Fowler now to Nick Stein. Stein slashes into the lane. Stops and pops from 12. In and out. No good. Tipped around and grabbed on the baseline by Wickham. Michael Wickham gives up the basketball to Wilchett. Ben Wilchett into the front court for the Badgers. A right wing pass to Doppler in the corner now to Wilchett. Ben now will dribble it out between the rings for the Badgers. Fowler on the defense there. Gives the basketball up to Tim Doppler. Doppler to Wickham. 17-footer will be in and out, and it will fall out of there. No good. Off with the rebound for the Patriots. Overmiller scoreless. 1:20 into the ballgame. On court, Matt Overmiller for Adams Central. Gets a screen and an offensive foul called on Calvin Ott. Offensive foul on Ott. Let's give that basketball to the Badgers. We're still scoreless. 6:33, clock running, first quarter. Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Adams Central and Bennington, first round game. Bennington basketball, they're in the front court. Dotson with it. Passes inside to Bowen, and there's a shot put up for three. It's going to be good by Wilchip. Wilchip with the three, or excuse me, they call it a two. Two to nothing, a two ball by Wilchip. Shot put up for three there. It's going to be good by Matt Overmiller. Matt Overmiller makes the three for Adams Central, 3-2 Patriots. The Wilchip a two, Overmiller a three, Adams Central up 3-2. Front court of Peyton Bird, the 6'2 senior, Overmiller guarding him. Bird gives up a basketball and a pass now to Bonin. Bonin now to Dotsler. From Dotsler inside to Wickham. Wickham 6'4 guarded by Ott on the wing for three in the air. In the hole, Hayden Bird. Hayden Bird for three. 5-3 Bennington. Fowler will drive into the lane. Put up a runner from five. Rolls off there. No good. Wickham with the rebound for the Badgers. Wickham. Front court now on a turnover. A traveling call on Ben Wilchip. He tried to pass that ball into the front court. Turnover Bennington, basketball Patriots, 5-3 Badgers. 5:27 to go, period number one. Adam Central inbound near sideline between the rings. Matt Overmiller into the backcourt to Jake Fowler. 5-3 Bennington. We're early in period number one. Got a couple screens for Fowler. Flashes, loops the pass back out to Stein. Stein will go into the lane, chops it up and good. Nice drive there by Nick Stein and the score, and we're tied at five. Driving shot there in the bucket for Stein, tied at five. Front scored Wilchip. Wilchip on the wing. This is the basketball to Bonin. Inside to Wickham, he'll drive and score. Michael Wickham makes it 7-5 Badgers. Wickham on the nice drive and score. Stein again gives it up now to Overmiller in the corner for three in the air. Off there, no good. Rebound by Hayden Bird. Bird gives it up in the backcourt to Wickham, and he'll give it up to the guard, Wilchip. From court to Dobson for three from the wing. Off, no good. Only Patriots there to rebound, and Stein pulls it down for Adam Central, down by two. 4.5 to go first quarter. Barrett, long three in the air. Hits the side of the backboard and the rim and sticks. Shot no good. Jump ball calls. That basketball sticks between the rim and backboard. And on the alternate possession on the jump ball call, it goes to Bennington. Into the game, David Breslin, a 6'4 junior for the Badgers. So Breslin into the ball game. And Dylan Steffens, the 5'10 senior in for the Badgers. Into the game, Ashton Dirks, 5'11 senior for Adams Central. First appearance for Ashton Dirks. Adams Central with the defense here, trailing 7-5, driving in the lane, shots it up, going to be off there and down. It goes down, Wilchip. It stayed in the hole. Wilchip makes it 9-5. Biggest lead for the Badgers. Wilchip with four. The penetration score by Wilchip. Stein, top of the key. Left wing to Overmiller. Now to Fowler. Jake Fowler with it for the Patriots. Jake to the wing. Top of the key down to Stein. Takes the three in the air. In the hole. Nick Stein for three. He has the last five Patriot points. It's 9-8. Bennington, 3:48 running in period number two. On court, it's Wilchip. Ben Wilchip for the Bennington Badgers. Gets a screen, but no shot. On the wing now to Wickham. Wickham drives into the lane. Seven-footer off, no good. Barrett rebounds for Adam Central. Patriots peel off, but Barrett brings it into the scoring zone. Gives it to Stein. 9-8 Bennington. Stein slashes back out to Fowler. To Dirks. Ashton with it. Ashton Dirks. And a timeout call from the sideline by Zach Foster of Adams Central. The Patriot coach wants and gets the timeout. 3:14 to go first quarter. It is Bennington 9, Adams Central 8. We're back in 30 seconds.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Isuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
3:14 to go, first quarter. Bennington 9, Adams Central 8. Patriots basketball near sideline. Jake Fowler on the floor, Ashton Burks, Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett, and Nick Stein. Calvin Ott getting his first rest in this basketball game. And the Patriots inbound the basketball. They now face out of this out-of-bounds play, a zone defense for Bennington. The pass to Stein, grabs it, corner, Overmiller. Pop shot put up and a travel on Nick Stein. Turnover Patriots, their first, one on each team. 9-8 Bennington, 2:59 to go first quarter. Ben Wilchett out on the floor. Michael Wickham in the game. Justin Shrum, the 6-foot sophomore. Also in the game with the basketball is Dylan Steffes for the Bennington Badgers. They have the basketball. Wilchett comes around the screen, takes the three. Off, no good. Stein with the board for Adams Central. Front court pass to Dirks. Dirks on the run for the Patriots in the lane to the wing to Barrett. Barrett gets the screen from Dirks, takes the three and scores. Brady Barrett. Second three attempt, first made. Patriots jump into the lead, 11-9. Adams Central by a deuce. 2:22, clock running first quarter. Ben Wilchett, the senior, point guard, into the front court. Barrett on the defense. On the wing to Steffes. Steffes now to Wickham. 15-footer from the free throw line is good. Michael Wickham has four. We're tied at 11. Front court Barrett for Adams Central. Knotted at 11 with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Fowler to Dirk, 17 feet away. A couple of dribbles. Hop step. Pass underneath to Barrett. Shot up no good by Barrett and missed that one. Rebounded out of there by Justin Shrum. 11-11 tie. Wilchett front court for Bennington. Ben Wilchett, free throw line, gets the screen, 13-footer good. Ben Wilchett with three field goals. 13-11 Badgers, front court Obermiller for the Patriots. 1:36 to go, first quarter. Stein for three, top of the key, short, off the rim, no good. Rebounded out of there by Bressman. Bressman for the Badgers to Wilchett. Wilchett, front court to the free throw line. The right side now to Steffes, to Wilchett, back to Steffes, deep in the right corner. One dribble and gives it up to Wickham. Michael Wickham, the post player, behind the three-point arc to Wilchett. Wilchett. The Steffes shot blocked out of there by Stein. Dylan Steffes into the lane. Blocked by Stein and out of bounds. Galvinot back in the starter, and Zach Hollister, 6-foot senior, in for the first time for the Patriots. Fowler and Obermiller out. Rest now for Michael Wickham, his first breather in the basketball game, and Trevor Bonin, the senior, back in. Badgers to inbound, leading by 2, 13-11. The basketball is Dotsler who's come back in. A drive shot, a pass back out, to Steffes. Steffes gives it up, a three-pointer in here is going to be off the front of the rim. No good there by Dotsler. Patriots rebound. Behind the defense is hot. He will shoot and score. Galvinot gets behind the defense and takes the pass and scores. And we're tied at 13 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Front court, Tim Dotsler for Bennington to Steffes. To Bonin. Inside. Shot put up. From 10 is going to be no good by Breslin, but he's fouled from behind by Calvin Ott. And that's two on Calvin, and that hurts the Patriots interior game. Ott's going to have to go out of there with two fouls and 2 points with 34 seconds to go in this first quarter. David Breslin to the free throw line to shoot two for the Badgers. After the first, Ott's going to come out of there, and the Patriots are going to in a sub. A free throw is going to be no good. And checking in is Michael Lindblad, a 6'1 senior. Ott goes out. Going out is Shrum. Checking in is Jacob Bliss, a 6'4 sophomore for Bennington. So Bliss in, Shrum out. David Bressman to try his second free throw. Missed the first. We are tied at 13. Second free throw is good. 14-13 Bennington. Quickly checking back into the game is Michael Wickham. For Bennington, going out is David Preston. 14-13 Bennington, 34 seconds to go first quarter. Dirks to inbound, backcourt pressure by the Badgers. Inbounded to Hollister, to Stein, now to Dirks, but his pass picked off. Patriots turn it over. Front court Steffes to Wickham, Michael Wickham. All right side now to Dotsler and the Badgers. Larry Klaus says we're going to hold it up for the final shot the way it looks with 16 seconds to go and a one-point Bennington lead. In the corner, it's Steffes goes to the baseline, cut off there, inside to Wickham in the lane, puts up a shot, up and under the defense and the score. Michael Wickham was 16-13, 4 seconds to go, front court is Barrett, long three in the air, off the rim, no good, tipped out of bounds, and no other shot in this quarter, and the first quarter is over with the score, Bennington 16, Adams Central 13, we'll have the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Welcome back to Minden School here with the Adams Central Patriots and the Bennington Badgers. Boys contest, first round of the Minden Holiday Tournament. 16-13, Bennington with the lead. They got six from Ben Wilchett, six from Michael Wickham, the inside-outside punch to Wilchett, the point guard, and Wickham, the post player, each getting six. Adams Central, five from Nick Stein, three from Brady Barrett, three from Matt Obermiller, two from Calvin Ott. The Patriots with three threes and 2 2-point field goals. Down here 16-13 after the first quarter of play. Adams Central's only lead was 11-9 into the ball game. 3-2 and 11-9 in the contest. Biggest lead of the game was 4 points for Bennington at 9-5. It's 16-13. Patriots to inbound. Court to our left. Fowler in the game. Overmiller, Parrott, Stein, and Ott. Five starters for the Patriots. Fowler with the basketball. Double teamed on the traffic. Gives it up to Barrett deep in the right corner. Back out to Fowler. Now to Stein. The 2-3 zone here now by the Badgers. Barrett's three-pointer, no good, going high, trying to get the rebound. It's Wickham, can't do it. Stein does. Over middle, loops the pass, far corner to Barrett. Hide the three, but didn't take it this time. Dots are out there on him. Steffes on the floor for the Badgers. Wickham out there. Overmiller from 13 in the air, off the rim, no good. Stein flies through, can't grab it, but Barrett does, and Brady Barrett's fouled on the play. Foul on the Badgers. Called on Jacob Bliss. Foul Brady Barrett, who tried to get the rebound there offensively for the Patriots, so the Patriots will inbound, non-shooting situation. Only the first foul of the game, in fact, on the Badgers. Only two on Adams Central. Barrett inbounds long to Stein. Nick Stein for the Patriots, down by three early in period number two. Here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio Hastings, high school basketball, Adams Central and Bennington, Minden Holiday Tournament, boys first round game. Fowler with it on the right wing for Adams Central. Now the Badgers in the man-to-man defense out of the out-of-bounds play. Overmiller with the basketball. Matt has it. Between the ring. Dribbles to the free throw line. Loops the pass to Jake Fowler. Takes the three from the corner or from the wing. No good. Grabbed by Dossler. Kim Dossler into the front court for the Badgers. To Michael Wickham. Back to Dossler. Excuse me, Tim Dotsler. You pronounce a long O. Tim Dotsler for the Badgers. There's a shot put up by Bonin's, no good. Tipped around, it goes off the backboard. Grabbed by Steffes, he shoots, misses. Rebound underneath by Wickham. Turns, shoots, and scores. Michael Wickham with his fourth field goal, and he is a force on the board. He has a five-point lead, the biggest of the afternoon for the Badgers. Wickham, 6'6", 4 frame. The junior has eight. Barrett will take a 15-footer. Be off there, no good. Wickham lost control of the rebound, but Goldsboro picks it up for the Badgers. Front court now to Steffes. He drives. Shot blocked by Ott. The rebound shot up. No good there by Bliss. Another shot. No good. Stein rebounds for Adams Central. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. 18-13. Bennington driving, shooting is Barrett. Shot is good. Will it count? He was fouled on the play. They're going to say, I believe it counts. It does. On the drive, Barrett with his fifth point is fouled, and he'll try a three-point play. Foul called on Dylan Steffes. 18-15, Barrett will have the basket and one. Five for Barrett in the game. 18-15 Badgers. Fowler and Stein go out. Hollister and Dirks in for Adams Central. They played seven in the game. Eight, Lindblad has been in there a little bit. Eight has been in the game. Barrett's free throw is good. Three-point play, Brady Barrett. He is six. Cuts the lead from 5-2. Bennington 18, Adams Central 16. Front court back in the game. The ball hander, Ben Wilchett, for the Badgers. Ben Wilchett, the 5'10 senior, to the free throw line. Left wing now to Bonin. Drives the baseline, puts up a runner from five. No good, tipped around and grabbed off a fingertip and out of bounds off of Bennington Badger. It'll be Adams Central basketball. 18-16 in favor of the Bennington Badgers. And Axtell and Minden coming up, the girls and boys contest in the first round. Host team will be in action, the girls and then the Minden boys, Axtell girls and boys, and Minden. Final two games here in the first round. Dirks drives, his pass tipped away. Adamson will turns it over, goes to Wilchett. Wilchett will stop and take a 14-footer off the rim. No good, tipped around on the baseline, grabbed by Overmiller. That tries to control the ball and does for Adamson to Brady Barrett. Barrett for the Patriots to dribble into the front court. Barrett gets the screen, takes the three in the air, in the hole. Brady Barrett from about 25 feet has six this quarter, nine in the game, and Adam Central back on the lead at 19-18. 19-18, Adam Central with the last points to come from a three-point deficit. They're one ahead, front court. The basketball is Dotsler. Top of the key now to Bonin. Bonin will drive back out to Dotsler for three in the air. In and out, no good, it won't fall, and foul going to be called, and Matt Overmiller trying to get position to rebound. And officials say Overmiller did a little undercutting of his Badger opponent there, and the foul called, the rebounding foul on Matt Overmiller. Non-shooting situation, 13th foul on the Patriots. And it'll be inbounding the ball will be the Badgers. McStein back in, Matt Overmiller out for Adam Semple. Hayden Bird back in for the Badgers. They have the basketball underneath their own basket. Adam Center with a one-point lead, 4:40 to go before halftime. Bounded to Wickham. He's double-teamed. Getting rid of the basketball. So, excuse me, David Bressman. Bressman in the game. Wickham is not, but Bressman gets the ball back out. Now he's inside the lane. Shot drive is no good there on the shot by Bressman. Rebounded by Ott. Ott to Stein. Stein to Barrett. Dobson pops from three from the wing. In the hole. Brady Barrett, consecutive threes. Nine this quarter. For Barrett, Adams Central leads 22-18. Two straight threes for Barrett. Patriots up by four now with 4:08 to go. But the basketball is Michael Wickham from the wing. A shot going to be no good this time by Bressman, rebounded by Barrett. Barrett for Adams Central will dribble it into the scoring zone for the Patriots. Corner pass to Dirks for three on the wing. In the hole, Ashton Dirks for three. Three straight threes for the Patriots. Nine straight Patriot points. On three straight threes, timeout Bennington. 3:50 to go in period number two. Adams Central 25, Bennington 18. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
The Adams Central Patriots shooting 38% from the floor this season on three-point attempts have just made their last three in a row on three trips up and down the floor. Brady Barrett with two. Ashton Dirks just made a third. The Patriots were 18-16 down. Now they're up 25-18, their biggest lead of the afternoon. It's now seven on the three straight threes after the timeout. The Badgers will come the length of the floor, now down by seven. Wilchett will cross the timeline on the dribble for the Badgers on the right wing to Dylan Steffes. Steffes now passes it to Michael Wickham. Wickham inside pass now to Bressman. Bressman turns, shoots over Christian Hodson, who's in the game for the Patriots. Christian Hodson, the 6'4 junior, as the Badgers have the 6'4 Wickham and the 6'4 Bressman with a double post in there. The foul this time on Hodson. On the defense there, and a two-shot situation for David Bressman. He's one out of two from the line, misses the first. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so misses the first. Patriots on a nine-point run, 25-18. Bressman eyes the second. Bressman is a 6'4 junior. Calvin Ott not in there. He has two fouls, and the second free throw also missed, and Hodson with the rebound. Patriots don't want Calvin to get his third. He's their biggest player at 6'3". Calvin's on the bench with two. But Christian Hodson in the basketball game trying to play a little defense. Hollister gives up the basketball to Barrett. Stein on the floor. Hodson on the floor. Dirks on the floor. Barrett drives to the baseline. Puts up the shot. He fouled in the play. Got some basketball there. Did the best one, but he also got some body, too. They call on Dylan Steffes. with the body there. So Steffes picked up a foul. That's two on Steffes, 13, but Barrett will shoot two. Now Brady has three threes in this game and a three-point play. He has 12 points. He has nine this quarter. 25-18 Patriots. Barrett to shoot two. Makes the first. That's 10 this quarter, 13 in the game for Brady Barrett. 26-18, 10-point Patriot run. Trevor Bone and him. Dylan Steffes out for the Badgers. Barrett eyes the second free throw and launches it. It's nothing but net. Barrett makes them both. Patriots increase their biggest lead up to 9. 11 this quarter for Barrett. 14 in the game already. Averages 17. 3.7 to go. 3.07 to go in the second quarter. 27-18 Adams Central. Wickham with the basketball. To Bonin. Bonin stopping to keep back the Wickham. To Wilchett. Then Wilchett gives it up to Bonin. Bonin inside pass. Good defense for the Patriots. It is out of bounds. The officials need some help there, and it's going to stay with the Badgers. Knocked out of bounds by the Patriots. Overmiller in, and Zach Hollister out for Adams Central. Dirks out, and Fowler back in for the Patriots. Patriots up by 9, 2:50 to go, second quarter. Wilchett. To Burr, he drives in the lane. Shot going to be short. Gets his own rebound on the baseline. Keeps the dribble. Goes to the floor, but keeps the dribble. Allen pass going to be picked off by Overmiller. Allen pass to Barrett. 2-on-2 to our left. Brady Barrett will drive. Put up the shot with the right hand and scores. Brady Barrett with two more. 29-18. Patriots up by 11. 13 this quarter for Barrett. 16 in the game. Adams Central by 11. Bird on the wing. Patriots with pressing defense. There's a shot put up. Going to be in and out of there. No good by Wickham. Rebounded by Christian Hoffman. Gives it up to Barrett. So a point blank shot there by Wickham is no good. 11-point Patriot lead. Only 2 points this quarter for Bennington. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Adam Sundell with the 11-point lead. Stein lost his dribble and traveled. Nick couldn't control that basketball. Had to travel. Adam Sundell with three straight threes this quarter at 1 point. Turned a two-point deficit into a seven-point lead. They've upped it to 11. Brady Barrett has scored 13 points this quarter, has 16 this first half. 1:49 to go as the Badgers will slow it up here a little bit. Wilchett out pass now to Bressman. Bressman, the post player in the lane. On the wing to Bird for three. In and out, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed there by Bonin. Bonin back out to Wilchett. Then Wilchett gives it up now to Wickham. Wickham into the lane, stops and pops from five, in and out, no good. That ball will not fall for the Badgers. They have only 2 points this quarter. One field goal by Michael Wickham. Barrett, front court for Adams Central, stops and pops for three. Off the backboard and rim, no good this time, rebounded by Wilchett. Badgers run to our right. Wilchett into the front court, to the baseline, puts up a runner from five. In and out, no good, and a foul on the play on Adams Central. Foul going to be called on the Patriots. Jake Fowler, his first, and fouled in the act of shooting. Ben Wilchett. Wilchett had 6 the first quarter. Has not scored this quarter. In fact, the Badgers have only 2 points. Wilchett's free throw is good. Breaks that Patriot run. Patriots were down 18-16, had a 13-point run. Went from 18-16 down to 29-18 ahead, so a 13-point AC run broken by that free throw by Ben Wilchett, who has 7. He shoots the second. It is good. He has 8. 29-20. Patriots lead by 9. Michael Lindblad has checked in for the Patriots. He's on the floor with Barrett. Justin Dirks back in. Matt Overmiller and Jake Fowler. The Patriots going with the four-guard situation almost at this point. Fowler now to Barrett. He's double-teamed there. Drives by the double-team and takes a 15-footer and scores. Brady Barrett on fire this quarter. 31-20, Patriots by 11, 50 seconds to go. 15 this quarter for Barrett. 15 points this quarter for Brady Barrett. He knocks it out of bounds on the far sideline. 18 in the game for Barrett. So the Patriots have to delve into the Patriot record book. How many points in a quarter for an individual player? That's 15 this quarter for Barrett. That's a lot of points in high school basketball for any player in a quarter. But he has been leading the Patriots in this quarter. Bennington basketball. 35 seconds to go. Dylan Steffes with it.
to Dotzler. Tim Dotzler's pass inside, picked off by Lindblad. Michael Lindblad with the steal, turnover Bennington. Basketball Patriots taking hold for the final shot. They have an 11-point lead. Been down in this basketball game by as many as 4 points in the game, but Adams Central now has an 11-point lead in the basketball. 13 seconds to go. Fowler dribbles between the rings. Gets the screen, still with the basketball, still between the rings, dishes to Dirks, takes the three, left alone, short, no good. Overmiller tries to save. He does in the lane, but it was out of bounds, and Bennington will come the length of the floor with 1.3 seconds to go. Adams Central will play a little defense here. On the baseline, Bennington will have to get it near center court. Is a pass going to be tipped by Lindblad? Shot put up at the buzzer for three. It's in the hole. A three-pointer at the buzzer by Dotzler. Even after the tip by Adams Central, the ball goes to Dotzler, and he hits the field goal for three to give the Badgers some momentum and cut that lead to 8 at halftime. We've reached halftime. Adams Central 31, the Bennington Badgers 23. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
It's Adams Central 31, Bennington 23 at halftime of this boys' first-round game here at the Minden Holiday Tournament. Blaine Bulis with you here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central with a big second quarter, outscoring the Badgers 18-7. And Bennington, in fact, gets a banked-in three-pointer at the buzzer by Tim Dotzler. They had only 4 points in the quarter up to that point. They got that three at the buzzer to really give themselves some momentum going into that locker room. And the Patriots lead it here by 8 at halftime, 31-23, but it very easily could have been an 11-point Adams Central lead. Adams Central just having a big second quarter, 18 points. And in that second quarter, 15 points for Brady Barrett of Adams Central. He had 15 points in the second quarter, 15 of the 18 Patriot points in that second quarter of play. And Barrett has 18 points here at halftime. This basketball game, a good first quarter play. Up and down we went. Bennington had the biggest lead of the first quarter at 9-5. Adams Central then led it by the score of 11-9 in the first, but Bennington comes back to lead after the first quarter. The Badgers led it 16-13, got 6 points in the first quarter from Ben Wilchett and six from Michael Wickham, the point guard Wilchett, the inside man Wickham. Each had six. Bennington led 16-13 after one quarter. Bennington extended that lead to their biggest of the afternoon at 18-13 in that second quarter of play. And Adams Central, at the point, it was 18-13. The Patriots then went on a 16-point run. It was 18-13. Then it was 18-15. And then the Patriots cut it to 18-16. They were down by two. Adams Central then trailing by the score of 18-16 in the basketball game, and then went on a little bit more of a run and got the lead at 19-18. Patriots then made two consecutive threes to jump the lead back up to 25-18. So Adams Central trailing in the second quarter at 18-16, got three consecutive threes, two by Brady Barrett, one by Ashton Dirks. Patriots coming from a two-point deficit, went up 25-18. Those three threes in, on three consecutive possessions were part of a 13-point run as Adams Central came back from an 18-16 deficit, got up by the score of 25-18, scored four more tacking onto the lead, led 29-18 before the Badgers could make a couple free throws, cut it to 29-20 in the contest. And then the three-pointer at the buzzer by Tim Dotsler made it 31-23 in favor of the Patriots. So Bennington does get the last 5 points of the last 3 points of this second quarter of play. But Adams Central had a 13-point run based on the strength of three three-pointers in a row. Came from two down, went up 25-18, then 29-18, and Adams Central leads it here at halftime by the score of 31-23. Adams Central led by Brady Barrett, as we mentioned, 18 first-half points. He had 15 in the second quarter. Barrett's had three threes. He has three twos, and he's three out of three from the free-throw line. 5 points for Nick Stein at all of those early in the first quarter of play. Three for Matt Obermiller. Three for Ashton Dirks on that three ball in the second quarter, and two for Calvin Ott. Adams Central, three out of three from the free-throw line, had 13 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, 31 points here at halftime for the Patriots. 8 points apiece for Michael Wickham and Ben Wilchett, the outside inside threats for the Badgers, the way it looks here. Wilchett with eight, Wickham with eight. Each had six, though, in the first quarter. Tim Dotsler with three, Aiden Bird with three, David Gressman with one. 16 first-quarter points, only seven in the second for Bennington. 23 first-half points. They're three out of six from the free-throw line. Adams Central with the lead here at halftime by the score of 31-23. We will take a timeout, get you caught up on some other matters at the Minden Holiday Tournament. Other broadcast plans after this 90-second timeout.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Adams Central 31, Bennington 23 here at halftime of this first-round game here at the Minden Holiday Tournament. The Adams Central girls were defeated by Bennington 40-29 in the first contest. The Patriots, with only 10 field goals from the floor in the contest, did not get the ball to fall, didn't get any inside play due to the height and the defensive interior by the Bennington Badgers. And the Patriots dropped it 40-29 to go to 2-5. On the season. So Adams Central girls will be in the consolation game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here on this this floor here in Minden. And we'll have that game for you on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll also have the boys game for you tomorrow. Depending on what time, we'll find out here in about the next 45 minutes. The Adams Central game will also be on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow. It'll be at 2:45 in the consolation, but the championship game is at 6:15 tomorrow night. So we can have the Patriots playing the first and the last game off back-to-back tomorrow. So we'll see what happens in the second half. Adams Central leading 31-23 here at halftime. We'll take another break here. When we return, we'll have the third quarter of play. Patriots up by 8. Adams Central 31. Bennington 23 back with the third quarter in 90 seconds.
When you decide today's the day for a new set of tires, you need to get to CPI Mr. Tire because they've got tires priced to roll. The sizes you need, like Cooper CS4 225 60R16 or the Cooper Discoverer ATR LT 265 75R16E, buy three, get the fourth free. And it gets better. Free mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty. Roll on in to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Adams Central 31, Bennington 23, third quarter about to begin here in Minden in this first round Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament game. The Minden and Axtell girls to follow this one, then the boys later on. We will have the Adams Central games also tomorrow right here from Minden in the consolation and our championship round. The Adams Central girls will be in the consolation game tomorrow at 1. Adams Central boys leading 31-23. Calvin Ott comes out. Matt Overmiller, Nick Stein, Jake Fowler, and Brady Barrett for the Patriots. Again, Barrett had 15 points in the second quarter, 18 for the game. Patriots with the three threes in a row turned a two-point deficit into a seven-point lead. Lead here by eight as the third quarter is underway. It is Bird and Wilchett and Bonin and Wickham on the floor for the Badgers. They have the basketball to start the second quarter. Coming up, that's three-point field goal at the buzzer to cut the lead from 11 to 8 here at halftime. There's Wilchett. Wilchett. Pass now, corner, now Bird. Free throw line, 15-footer in and out. No good. Tap try, no good. We got another shot by Wickham. Up and good. He'll count and he fouls. Michael Wickham works the boards and scores. He has 10, and he's fouled on the play, and the lead cut quickly to 6, 31-25. Foul called on the Patriots. It was on Nick Stein. No, excuse me, Brady Barrett. That's his first. Wickham's 5-for-3 is no good. Rebounded by Overmiller. So 31-25. Wickham with his 10th point. That's the lead to 6. Misses the free throw. Fowler front court. Bounce pass to Barrett. Barrett, long three from the wing. Going to be off the rim and backboard. No good. On offensive rebound. Shot put up and good. It will count, and Calvinott is fouled. He'll go to the line. Hot with the offensive rebound and basket. Well, on Michael Wickham, that's his first, 33-25, but Calvinott doing good board work there. We'll try to complete this three-point play. Misses it off the side of the backboard and rim, no good. 33-25. Each post player has scored, and each missed a free throw to start this third quarter. Patriot lead still at 8. Trevor Bonin now to Wilchett. 18-footer rolls out, no good. A battle part on the baseline. Barrett comes out of there with it for Adams Central. Barrett gives it up to Fowler. Fowler into the front court. To Stein, corner for three. In the hole, Nick Stein. Nothing but net there. Stein has 8. Patriot lead now back up to 11, 36-25. If the Patriots can get down and run and make their breeze, they figure they're going to be in good shape in any basketball game. Stein gets his 8th point, 36-25. Underneath shot put up and good by Peyton Bird. He has 5. 36-27, Patriots by 9. Front court, Jake Fowler drives into the lane, stops and shoots a 13-footer. Long, no good. Wilchett with the rebound for the Badgers. Ben Wilchett runs it into the scoring zone, 3-on-2. Lost control of it and traveled. He wanted to dish to one of his wingmen, and the defense got there, and Wilchett had to travel. Turnover on the Badgers. 36-27, Patriots by 9. Kim Doltzler with pressure in the backcourt for the Badgers, and now will retreat into the front court to guard Matt Overmiller, and Jake Fowler will cross the timeline for the Patriots. Wilson with the defense there. Fowler gets the screen. He's between the rings, still in the dribble. Drives into the lane, dishes off to Overmiller. Knapp into the lane. Runner from 13 is going to be good. Knapp, Overmiller has 5 points. The Patriot lead back up to 11, 38-27. Adam Sundell with the basketball now in the front court. With Bonin. Inside shot put up, going to be no good by Bonin. On the chip try, trying to stump the basketball on the tip was Michael Wickham. He grabbed on, missed the shot, held on to the rim, and tried to tip it in from there. So obviously an offensive goaltending on Wickham. He went after the missed shot, tried to jam it in on the tip. That didn't go, and Michael held on to the rim and tried to tip it in as the ball rolled off from his first missed dunk attempt. So Wickham called for goaltending. He was hanging on the rim trying to tip it in. Maybe that's a double goaltending. I don't know. 38-27. Patriot will inbound and have an 11-point lead. 5:30 to go in period number three. Barrett gets it in the backcourt. Zach Foster yelling instructions from the near sideline to his Patriots. Barrett will cross the timeline for Adam Central. With the lead, Barrett dishes to Overmiller. Takes the three from the wing in the hole. Matt Overmiller for three. He has a Patriots' biggest lead of 14. Shooting the three well of the Patriots. Deep in the corner with the basketball. The Badgers now down by 14 in the game. Wilchett between the ring on the wing to Bonin. Bonin passes to the baseline intended for David Pressman, who's checked in. That one was wide. They're knocked out of bounds, though, by the Patriots. And Wilchett to inbound. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Adam Simmons lead up to 14. Wilchett inbounds the basketball to Pressman now, to Dotzler, to Wilchett deep on the left corner. Wilchett puts up a runner from five and scores. Ben Wilchett with 10. 41-29, Patriots by a dozen. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Adam Central in control right now, led by 8 at halftime. Is up to as many as 14. Barrett with the basketball, gives it to Ott. Ott will drive into the lane. 13-footer rolls out, no good. Wilson with the rebound for Bennington. The Badgers into the scoring zone. Wilson to the free throw line. Now to Wickham. Stops and shoots from 13 off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Dostler, offensive rebound there. To Steffens, to Wilchett for three in the hole. Ben Wilchett has five this quarter, 13 in the game. The lead now from 14 down to 9. Adam Sundell with the lead in the ball. Barrett deep in the left corner now to Ashton Dirks. Dirks for the Patriots. Fowler on the floor over Miller and Ott. Jake Fowler, man-to-man defense to Ott. And a push from behind as Calvin tried to get rid of that basketball. David Pressman picks up his first. Michael Wickham goes out of the basketball game, and Jacob Bliss in. Fowler goes out, and Stein back in for the Patriots. They will inbound exactly 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dirks inbounds to Barrett behind some screens. Takes a 17-footer off the rim, no good. Left those screens, tried the 17-footer, wouldn't go. Wilchett controls front court, 9-point Patriot lead. They've led by as many as 14 in this quarter. Steffens now with the basketball to Wilchett. Eyes the three, didn't take it. Inside the three-point arc now to Bliss. Bliss now to Wilchett. Wilchett in the lane. Dishes off. Shot put up by Bonin. It's going to be good. Trevor Bonin, first field goal. The lead down to 7, 41-24. Seven straight points for the Badgers. 41-34, Adam Central, 3:22. Clock runs, third quarter. Overmiller for Adam Central as they slow it up here a little bit to Stein. And a man defense, Stein into the lane. Stops, goes up and under, shot no good off the backboard, and a whistle trying to get the rebound. Adam Central, but a foul going to be called on the Patriots, Dick Stein. Nick was a nice move in the lane to get open, but the shot wouldn't fall, and he rebounds on the offensive attempt. I'm out on the floor. Adam Central wants to talk it over here with 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Adam Central's lead down to 7. Adam Central 41, and Bennington 34. We're back in 30 seconds.
Bill Modeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
a run here by the Bennington Badgers. They were down 41-27. They scored the last seven. Cut the Patriot lead in half from 14 down to 7. It's 41-34. Still 3:11 to go in period number 3. Adam Central with the lead in the basketball. They sent out on the floor Nick Stein, Ashton Dirks, Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett, and Calvin Ott. Dylan Steffes, Jacob Bliss, Trevor Bonin, Ben Wilchett, and Hayden Bird for the Badgers. And coming out of this time, it is Bennington basketball. And they have the ball down by 7, 3:05 to go. They're in the front court. It's Trevor Bonin with the basketball. Baseline to Wilchett. Wilchett to the left wing, to the free throw line. This is off shot, but up going to be in the hole. Dylan Steffes, his first field goal on the assist from Wilchett. The lead down to 5. 9-point run by the Badgers, 41-36. Barrett will drive, put up a runner from 7, going to be no good. The rebound there by Hayden Bird. The momentum shifting to the Badgers. Wilchett, front court, gets the screen, drives the baseline. Dishes back out to Bonin. Top of the key now to Bird. Hayden Bird to Bonin. Left corner is Trevor. Bounce pass inside is stolen by Overmiller. Nice defense there by Overmiller. Anticipated the pass, got the basketball. In the front court, Overmiller gives it up to Brady Barrett. Barrett for the Patriots. 2:12 to go, third quarter to Stein. On the wing for 3, going to be short, no good. Ashton Dirks, offensive rebound. He drives left-handed a shot up with the reverse layup is no good. Dirks gets another rebound and gives it up to Brady Barrett. So two offensive boards there by Dirks. Barrett now will stop and pop from 7, going to be no good. Rebounded out there by Bliss. Jacob Bliss now to Wilchett. Badgers on a 9-point run in the basketball, 1:49 to go, third quarter. Left wing Bonin. Bonin top of the key to Bliss. Right side to Steffes. Inside to Bonin. Top of the key to Wilchett. Wilchett, 18-footer, will roll around and will stay down. No. Rebounded by Stein. Just rolled out of there. No good. Front court Stein to Dirks. Dirks underneath to Ott. He will shoot and score. Calvin Ott with his 6 points. Breaks the run there of 9 points, 43-36. Adams Central with the 7-point lead. 1:18 to go in the third quarter. Front court basketball. It's Jacob Bliss for the Badgers. Behind the free throw line. The two Wilchett. Wilchett with the basketball for the Badgers. Right side pass to Dylan Steffes. Steffes top of the key to Bird. Hayden Bird tipped away, but a foul called on Nick Stein. Second on Stein. Tried to tip it away, but got a little bit too much body. Foul Stein. Non-shooting situation. Third on the Patriots. Two this half on Bennington. Barrett goes out. Overmiller goes out. They are gassed. They need a little rest. Ott goes out. Fowler in. Christian Hodson in. Zach Hollister in. Adam Settle needing a little breather there. Dirk stays on the floor. And Stein stays on the floor. 7-point Patriot lead. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Wilchett, the 5'10 senior, controls that basketball to Hayden Bird. Bird, deep in the right corner, nowhere to go. That's inside. Shot up, no good by Wickham. Rebounded, though, by the Badgers. Wilchett drives. He puts up a runner, no good. Grabbing the basketball is Christian Hodson. Hodson gives it up to Dirks. Dirks for the Patriots in the backcourt. Dribbles it across the timeline now to Jake Fowler. 32 seconds to go. Inside to Hodson. Back out to Dirks. Top of the key for 3. Off the side of the rim. No good. Bounces out of bounds. Look at the Bennington basketball with 26 seconds to go. Bennington basketball. Down by 7, 43-36. And Wilchett will control for the Bennington Badgers. 20 seconds to go, slowly getting near the timeline on the dribble. Crosses it into the offensive zone for the blue and black of the Bennington Badgers. Down by 7, they'll go for the last shot here in period number 3. The bounce pass underneath is going to be tipped away and a whistle. It looks like it may be a kick on the Patriots. A pass inside intended for Trevor Bonin was kicked by the Patriots. 7.8 seconds to go. Bennington inbound underneath their own basket. Wilchett will throw it in. The shot put up by Wickham is going to be in the hole. Michael Wickham for 12 points, 43-38. Adam Central timeline shot by foul. Side of the rim, no good. That's the end of the third quarter, and the Bennington Bears have cut it to 5 after 3. It's Adam Central 43, Bennington 38. We'll have the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
And welcome back to Minden as we are going to approach the fourth quarter of this boys' first round game of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Adams Central with the lead, 43-38. The Patriots scored 12 points in that third quarter, but the Bennington Badgers had 15. Adams Central had the lead up to 41-27 in the third quarter, their biggest of the night. But the Badgers have cut it to five here after three, 43-38. Adams Central with 12 points in the quarter, most of those in the early part of the quarter, building the 8-point halftime lead up to 14, but the Badgers outscore the Patriots 11-2, final part of period number three. Now a 5-point Adams Central lead. They have the ball, shooting the basket to our right, Brady Barrett, Matt Overmiller, Nick Stein, Jake Fowler, Calvin Ott on the floor for Adams Central, leading by five, fourth quarter underway. There's Ott. He drives. He shoots and scores. Calvin Ott. Set play there, and Ott scores. He has eight in the game, 45-38. Ben Wilchett for the Badgers has the basketball. Trevor Bonin on the floor. Adams Central will go in kind of a matchup zone here on the floor to start this fourth quarter of play. Deep in the corner, it's Wickham. Wickham now to Doetzler, to Wilchett, to Doetzler for three on the wing. Bounces off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. Rebounded by Overmiller. Allen pass to Fowler. A good run from left to right. Fowler into the lane. Stops. Shoots from seven. Going to be in the hole. Jake Fowler, his first field goal of the game. And Adams Central's lead back up to nine. 47-38. So Fowler with his first field goal of the contest. Patriots have it back up to nine. 47-38. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Wilchett now to Doetzler. The Patriots stay in that zone here. Baseline stepping out of bounds. Here's Michael Wickham. So Wickham stepped out of bounds. Wickham has 12. Wilchett 13 to lead the Badgers. Brady Barrett has 18. He had 18 in the first half, 15 in the second quarter. Hasn't scored this third quarter. Ott with the basketball now to Overmiller. He'll let it go out of bounds. It was tipped by a Badger. 18 for Barrett, 8 for Overmiller, 8 for Stein, and then now 8 for Ott for the Patriots. So balance scoring after the Barrett 18 for the Patriots. 6:42 to go. Adams Central by 9. Winner to the championship game, 6:15 tomorrow night right here on this floor. Nick Stein in the lane, knocks his defender down, no call up in front of the rim, no good for the shot. Ott rebounds, his shot no good, tipped around on the baseline, rebounded out of there by David Bressman. So Bressman, the 6'4 junior, Wickham, the 6'4 junior in the game, battling Calvin Ott, the Patriots, and timeout Larry Klaus and Bennington. Timeout on the floor with 6:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 47, Bennington 38. We're back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata wishes everyone a happy and safe new year, and thanks for your continuing support. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 751-2567. That's 751-2567. Happy holidays from Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
47-38. Adams Central has moved the lead from 5 after 3 quarters to 9 here early in the 4th. 6:22 to go in this 4th quarter play, so a lot of time. Bennington, the Badgers, coming back from the 14-point deficit in period number 3 to cut it to that 5 after 3. The Patriots were off the mark in their shooting in the final half of period number 3. Patriots getting a little tired, the way it looked out there, and needed a little rest, got that. Ready to go in the fourth quarter, scored the first two field goals to bump the lead back up to 9. Bennington basketball, and Wickham inbounds to Wilchett. Ben Wilchett, the 5'10 senior, will control in the backcourt. Adams Central now falls back into a man-to-man defense. Fowler guarding Wilchett. Patriots have played a little bit of zone tonight. This time down the floor, man-to-man. Breston with it. Has a double post in there. Do the Badgers. Steffes with it now to Wilchett. Wilchett on the wing now to Tim Doetzler, the 6'1 senior. Tipped away by Overmiller on the defense. Overmiller with the steal. He will drive, shoot off the glass, rolls off, no good. Foul, a rebound, tip attempt is no good. Rebounded out of there by Bressman behind Dostler. He will shoot and score as Dostler didn't make it back down the floor and is the beneficiary of the fast break there, 47-40. 5 points for Dostler and a traveling call on Adams Central. So Adams Central got the steal, had two shots in the bucket, couldn't score. Dostler behind the defense to score for the Badgers to cut it to 7, and Adams Central turns it over this time down the floor. Adams Central with a 7-point lead, 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Lots of time, good basketball here at the Minden Holiday Tournament. Adams Central and Bennington, a Class B matchup here of schools in this Minden Holiday Tournament basketball first round. They just now fall back into the zone. There's a shot put up, going to be no good from the wing, this time by Dostler. Behind the defense now is Barrett. He will drive and score. So Brady Barrett returns the favor. Gets his first points of the second half. 20 for Barrett, 49-40, Patriots. By 9, 5:08 to go. Front court, it's Dylan Steffes. Steffes now to Wilchett. Takes the three from the wing. In the hole. Nothing but net. Ben Wilchett has 16. That's the lead to 6, 49-43. Adams Central with the lead in the basketball. Clock continues to run with 4:50 to go. Stein now pass inside, tipped away and stolen by the Badgers. They drive, shoot, and score, and a foul. Michael Wickham with the drive and score. For Wickham, they'll go to the line and try to cut it to 3. Well, a fast break works there for the Badgers. They knock it away inside. It looked like Bressman knocked it away from Ott. And Wickham got the basketball, drove and scored, and he was fouled. Foul on Jake Fowler. That's his second. And Wickham to try it for the 3-point play. He has 14. 49-45. Free throw by Wickham is in the air, and it is in the hole for 3. Cuts the lead to 3. 49-46, 15 for Michael Wickham. The lead down to 3. This is as close as Bennington has been since the second quarter when the Patriots went on that 13-point run to grab the lead. 49-46. Fowler with the basketball gives it up to Barrett. Brady Barrett for Adams Central on the right wing. To the free throw line, drives into the lane, puts up the shot, and he's grabbed on the wrist. Brady Barrett will be fouled on the play. All on Dylan Steffes. That's going to be, I believe, his third. It is. Not a situation. 49-46, Adams Central. 4:21 to go in the ballgame. Barrett to inbound. Underneath his own basket for the Patriots. Does to Stein on the baseline. Dribbles it back out behind the three-point arc. Patriots will set up their offense. Man-to-man Badgers defense. Stein between the rings. Right of the free throw line. Bounce pass to Barrett. Barrett with the ball in the right wing, and Zach Foster wants and gets the timeout from the Adams Central bench. 4:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central, 49. Bennington, 46. Back in 30 seconds.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
It's the after Christmas clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Get special savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances, plus package rebates on the Whirlpool family of appliances. And no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select Whirlpool purchases $4.99 and up with low monthly payments. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays from Whirlpool and Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Holding on to a 3-point lead, 49-46. Adams Central girls were defeated by Bennington 40-29 in the girls' first round game. So the Lady Patriots will go at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon right here in Minden. We'll have that game for you right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Tomorrow on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, we will have St. Cecilia's games from the Aurora New Year's Tournament. St. Cecilia girls and boys taking on Norfolk Catholic. The girls at 2, the boys at 4 tomorrow. From Aurora, join Mike Will on 1230 KHS. We'll be back here for the Adams Central games tomorrow. The girls will go at 1. The boys still to be determined. Patriots ball. They inbound, leading by 3. We are halfway through the fourth quarter. Jake Fowler has it for Adams Central. In the offensive zone to Matt Obermiller. Obermiller for the Patriots to Barrett. Brady Barrett, right wing behind the arc, gets the screen pass inside Obermiller. He will fake 2 out of position and score. Nice fake by Obermiller. Fake 2 Badgers into the air and scores. 10 for Overmiller, and he's fouled. 51-46. So that play from Zach Foster on the Patriot bench works. Foul going to be called on Hayden Bird, his first. So a nice fake by Overmiller. Fake two to the ceiling and scored the field goal. Missed the free throw, though. 10 for Overmiller. 51-46. Missed free throw by the Patriots. They are 3 out of 5 from the line. Front court now, the Badgers down by 5. Have the ball. 3:35 to go in the ballgame. The basketball is Steffes now. Steffes to Wickham. Wickham drives. Shoots over Ott. No good. Might have been deflected there. Nice play by Ott. Rebounded by Barrett. That ball didn't touch the rim, and Barrett grabbed it for the Patriots. Front court out over from the corner for 3. Going to be short. No good. Rebounded in the lane by Wilchett. Then Wilchett with the rebound for the Badgers. Front court to Hayden Bird. Bird to the baseline. Stop. Pops from 15. Going to be off the rim. No good. Tipped out by Wickham. Patriots wanted an over-the-back foul. Didn't get it. 5-point lead. 3 minutes to go. Bird behind the screen doesn't take the 3. Wickham now, the junior now, to Wilchett for 3 off the screen. Good. Ben Wilchett has 19. 2 threes this quarter. Bennington creeps to within 2. 51-49 with 2:45 to go. Nick Stein with the basketball. Adam Center, the defending champions in this tournament, winning in overtime over Minden last year. Overmiller for 3 from the wing. Off the rim, no good. Tip to the Badgers. They can tie or go ahead here. Steffes into the front court. Pass almost stolen by Fowler. He knocked it out of bounds, intended for Wilchett. Boy, Ben Wilchett, the 5'10 senior, leading the way with 11 this half. He has 19 in the game. Timeout on the floor. Timeout Larry Klaus and the Bennington Badgers. He wants to step something up to try to tie this game or go ahead after the timeout. We'll take one with 2:29 to play in regulation. Adams Central 51, Bennington 49. We're back in 30 seconds.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu Diesel Irrigation Power Units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu Power Units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products at Hastings.
51-49, Adams Central leading with 2:29 to play. Bennington will come out of this timeout with the basketball. Adams Central led by as many as 14 in the third quarter. Bennington cuts it to 5 after 3. Adam Central jumped that lead back up to 49-40 in this fourth quarter. But the Badgers have outscored the Patriots 9-2 since then, and it's 51-49. Jake Fowler, Matt Overmiller, Nick Stein, Brady Barrett, Calvin Ott come out for the Patriots. Hayden Bird, Dylan Steffes, Ben Wilchett, who's canned a couple of threes this quarter, Michael Wickham, and Trevor Bonin for the Badgers. They can tie or go ahead here. There's a long inbound pass to Bird. To Bonin in the backcourt. Gives it up now to Wilchett. Fowler on the defense. Patriots in a man-to-man. Ben Wilchett with the ball. 2:20 to go. Wilchett now. To Steffes. To Bird. To Wilchett on the left wing. They look inside for Wickham, but no pass. And a foul going to be called on Jake Fowler. The Fowler picks up the foul there. Number 6 on the Patriots. This half, so non-shooting situation. Only 4 on the Badgers. Number 3 on Fowler, inbounding the basketball to Bonin inside to Wickham. Turns, shoots from 5, short, no good, rebounded by Ott. Patriots with the rebound there on the basketball and the 2-point lead. Barrett in the offensive zone with the ball. 2 minutes to play in regulation. Fowler with it, now to Stein. Nick Stein for Adams Central with the free throw line. Cuts in, shot put up from 5, and it's good. Nick Stein with the drive and score. He has 10. Patriots 53. Badgers 49, 1:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Front court, it's Wilchett. Wilchett now to Bonin. Bonin to Michael Wickham. Wickham top of the key. To Steffes now to Bird. Hayden Bird gets the screen but has no shot. Gives up the basketball now to Wilchett. He gets the screen. The free throw line now to Bonin. In the corner to Wilchett. 1:20 to play. Wilchett takes the shot from the wing. Bounces out of there. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Also, the Patriots, Jake Fowler, says our man underneath, Mr. Heinrich, Kurt underneath. Balls that one out of bounds off the Patriots. Inbounding the ball will be Trevor Bonin. Time out again, Larry Klaus of Bennington will take one with 1:16 to play. Adams Central 53, Bennington 49, back in 30 seconds.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Adams Central 53, Bennington 49. As we are late in this ballgame, 1:16 to go, in fact. Adams Central will be on defense as Bennington will have that basketball. Four team fouls on Bennington, only five on Adams Central, so non-shooting on the situation. Not into the one-and-one for either team. Michael Wickham's going to inbound for the Badgers underneath his own basket. He's a 6'4 junior. He might inbound his ball and slip into the post here, but it's inbounded back out to Wilchett. Wilchett inside to Wickham. He turns, fakes, shoots, misses, gets his own rebound, shoots, shot short, rebounded by Barrett. 1:06 to go. Wickham misses two, and Barrett's whacked underneath the Bennington basket, and a foul going to be called on Aiden Bird. He whacked Barrett pretty good, and it's a non-shooting situation. Foul on Bird. Patriots to inbound, 15 foul. Long pass into the front court to Stein. Stein to Ott. He will shoot and miss the shot. The battle for it. Ott on the baseline is tied up on the play. Off the possession jump ball. The Patriots caught the Badgers sleeping. Had the two-on-one but couldn't convert. And Ott tied him underneath going for the rebound. So it's 53-49. Alternate possession on the jump ball. It goes to the Badgers. So the Patriots did catch the Badgers napping but couldn't convert. And the jump ball call gives the basketball to Bennington with 55 seconds to go. 53-49, Adams Central by four. Wilchett front court for the Badgers. 50 seconds to play. Wilchett on the defense of Fowler. Ben Wilchett. Palms the basketball. No, a five-second call. Good defense by Jake Fowler, forcing the turnover on Ben Wilchett. With 46 seconds to go, the turnover. Patriots to inbound in the backcourt. Over Miller to Stein. Nick Stein to the timeline. Loops the pass front court to Barrett. Patriots now will hang on to the ball. Four guys around Brady Barrett. Finally a foul on the Badgers with 39 seconds to go. And Jake Fowler forces that turnover on the defense. Again, non-shooting situation. On the 16th foul, the Patriots have to get the ball inbound. Not shooting are the Patriots yet. Into the backcourt, it's inbounded to Fowler, and he's fouled quickly by Hayden Bird. So now the Patriots will shoot free throws. Jake Fowler, 1-1. 38 seconds to play. Jake on the line has not attempted a free throw. 2 points in the game. Up and in and out. No good. It stays at four with 36 seconds to go. But Wilchett. Ben Wilchett gets the screen. On the wing now to Bonin. Bonin to Bird. Takes the shot from the wing. Going to be off there. No good. Off the hands of Barrett. Grabbed by the Badgers. Bonin underneath, tipped away from Bird. They battle for it on the baseline. Stein calls timeout. He gets the basketball, and the Patriots call timeout. Stein grabbed the basketball. He was on the floor, and it looked like Brady Barrett called the timeout, and the Patriots will have it when we return. In fact, we'll keep it here during this timeout. 20 seconds to play. Adams Central leading by four, 53-49. It's kind of not unusual for the Patriots to be in an exciting game at the Minden Holiday Tournament. They won this tournament last year over Minden in overtime, beating the Whippets as the Patriots survived the last-second shot that would have won it for the Whippets last year in overtime, and we'll see if the Patriots can hang on here. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. The Patriots missed the front end of that 1-1, but Adams Central gets the rebound on the missed shot by the Badgers in the lane. Nick Stein grabbed that ball. He was on the floor. And Brady Barron on the floor called the timeouts. Players can call the timeouts, too, whether or not they have the basketball or not. But Barron wisely called the timeout. The Patriots will retain possession. They'll have it out of bounds, leading 53-49 with 20 seconds to go. The Badgers are over the foul limit. They've committed seven. Over Miller, Fowler, Ott, Stein, and Barron come out. You would expect a quick foul if the Badgers can't steal this basketball. On the inbound play, of course, they will cover the Patriots the length of the floor here. Over Miller, not guarded, passes it into Barrett. Grady Barrett in the backcourt, double team, and finally a whistle. Hayden Bird picks up another foul. That's at least four on Bird. Grady Barrett to the free throw line. Grady Barrett on the season, an 85% free throw shooter. Barrett shoots at 85 for the season. He's three out of three tonight, so that's not going to hurt that percentage. 1-1 for Barrett. It's already a two-possession game, and Barrett, with 16.5 seconds to go, 1-1, up and good, nothing but net. 54-49, Patriots. Barrett with 21 points. Makes the second, nothing but net on either one. 55-49, two-possession game. Quickly front court, Wilchett, 10 seconds to go. And Wilchett gets a couple screens, throws a desperation three. No good, rebound on the baseline. Stein tries to save it. He does. It is off of Dylan Steffes. Steffes is either bounced off Steffes. Now the official is going to confer. It was off Stein. Nick Stein couldn't control that one inbound. He tried to knock it off Steffes, but Stein was out of bounds trying to do it. 6.4 seconds to go, 6-point lead. Inbounding of the Badgers, shot put up for three is going to be in the hole. Made by Michael Wickham, so it's still a ball game. Wickham for three. He has 18, and it's 55-52. So the big fella, Michael Wickham, 6'4", junior, cans that three with 3.5 seconds to go. Quick timeout by Larry Klaus and Bennington, but we're going nowhere here. We're going to stay right here. 55-52, 3.5 seconds to go. So what's the strategy here for Zach Foster? First of all, the Patriots got to get it in bounds within 5 seconds. Hopefully not throw it underneath the Bennington basket, but the Badgers need a three-point play to tie this thing and send it into overtime. The Patriots' first priority, get it in bounds, and then they're probably going to be fouled right on the play, and we'll see if Larry Klaus has something up his sleeve to maybe try to force the Patriots into a foul before the ball is taken out of bounds. Give the basketball back to the Badgers. Patriots have only five team fouls, so over Miller to inbound. He will not be guarded. Everybody else in the backcourt. Patriots try to inbound. Over Miller does long. It's going to be grabbed by Wickham, but he's in the backcourt. He'll throw it the length of the floor. It's going to be short and out of bounds. 0.2 seconds to go. The Patriots throw it long the length of the floor. It was intercepted by Michael Wickham. He had to throw it from about 80 feet or so. It was no good, went out of bounds. 0.2 seconds to go. Adam Central will end down underneath the basket. Long front court pass to Hoff. He will hold it. The game is over. And Adam Central wins it by the score of 55-52. The Patriots advance to the championship game of the Minden Holiday Tournament tomorrow evening at 6:15. Adam Central wins it 55-52. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contest for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
At Big G Ace, our helpful people put a smile on your face.
Big
IGA's is your Toro snowblower headquarters. From the compact Toro Power Clear, great for clearing off sidewalks, to the big 1028 with wheel clutches and lights that make it easy to clean large areas in the dark. You can get them all from the Toro experts at Big G Ace in Hastings, open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Big G Ace.
The Badgers score the last three in the first quarter, lead it 16-13 after one. Adams Central has a real good second quarter, outscoring the Badgers 18-7. The ball falling for the Patriots, shooting the ball well, not falling so well for the Badgers. In fact, their last 3 points of the half were a banked-in three-pointer at the buzzer, so they had only 4 points up to that point. Adams Central got 18 in the second quarter. They were behind in the basketball game by the score of 18-16 in the contest. At that point, Adams Central went on a 13-point run and led by the score of 29-18 in the contest. That 13-point run highlighted by three consecutive three-point field goals, two by Brady Barrett, one by Ashton Dirks. The Patriots were down 18-15, got the three consecutive three-pointers there and had a lead of 25-18 in the contest, went up by the score of 29-18, and then led at halftime by the score of 31-23 here at halftime. Adams Central pushed that lead up to 14 points in the third quarter by the score of 41-27. That was the biggest lead of the night for the Patriots, 41-27, but the Badgers came right back, trailing 41-27. They went on to outscore Adams Central 11-2 the rest of the third quarter, and Adams Central's lead was cut to 43-38 after the third quarter. Back and forth we went in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading by five heading into the fourth quarter, up that lead to 49-40 after in the fourth quarter, 49-40. But the Badgers come right back. It was 49-45 and 49-46. Patriots go ahead 51-46. It was cut to 51-49 on a Ben Wilchett three-point field goal. Nick Stein, a driving basket for the Patriots. They went up 53-49. A couple of free throws by Brady Barrett made it 55-49 with 16 seconds to go. A three-pointer by the big man Michael Wickham for the Badgers cut it to 55-52 with 3.5 seconds to go, but the Patriots had the long pass into the front court with the basketball. It was picked off by Michael Wickham, but he had to throw it about 80, 85 feet or so to try to tie it on a three-point play. Well off the mark, went out of bounds, and with 0.2 seconds to go, the Patriots just threw the basketball in, and the basketball game was over. And Adams Central wins the game by the score of 55-52. The Patriots now 6-1 on the season, and the Bennington Badgers fall to 3-3. So Adams Central had a lead as many as 14, have a very good second quarter where they shot the ball extremely well, led by 14 in the third. The lead cut to as low as 2 at 51-49, but then the Nick Stein bucket, Brady Barrett, a couple free throws, and Adams Central wins it by the score of 55-52. Barrett had 22 points in the game. He had 18 in the first half, 15 points in the second quarter. Only four in the second half for Barrett, but it didn't matter. The Patriots are getting good offensive contact from a lot of people. Barrett had 22 to lead the way. Matt Obermiller had 7 of his 10 in the second half, 10 for Obermiller. Nick Stein scored the first 5 for the Patriots. He had 10 overall. Calvin Ott with 8 points. Jake Fowler had only one field goal, but that was in the fourth quarter. And Ashton Dirks, a big three-pointer in the second quarter for the Patriots. 22 for Barrett, 10 for Obermiller, 10 for Stein, 8 for Ott, 3 for Dirks, 2 for Jake Fowler. Zach Hollister played, did not score. Michael Lindblad played, Christian Hodson played, but did not score for the Adams Central Patriots. They went at 55-52, 13 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, 12 in the third, 12 in the fourth. Patriots 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. They went at 55-52. They're now 6-1 on the season. They'll be in the championship game tomorrow night at 6:15 right back here on this floor against the winner of tonight's last game between the Minden boys and the Axtell boys. For the Bennington Badgers, they get 19 points from Ben Wilchett, the point guard. Lights it up for three threes in the second half. He had 11 in the second half, 19 in the game. The 6'4" a post player, the junior Michael Wickham, had 18 points, including 6 in the fourth quarter. He had 18, and then a 5 for Tim Dotsler, 5 for Hayden Bird, 2 for Dylan Steppes, 2 for Trevor Bonin, and 1 point for David Gressman off the bench for the Bennington Badgers. 19 for Wilchett, 18 for Wickham in the basketball game here this evening for the Bennington Badgers. They scored 16 points in the second, only seven in the second quarter. Good defense by the Patriots in that second quarter, and the Badgers couldn't get the basketball to fall. 15 in the third, 14 in the fourth, 52 points for the Badgers, and they ended up 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. And the Badgers fall 2-3-3. They'll be in the consolation game at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon against the loser of the Minden-Axtell boys basketball game. Well, that will wrap up our the play-by-play portion of things here. But stay tuned. We have more to come here. We're going to have a player of the game program for you. We'll name our Adams Central girls and boys the players of the game. And then after that, the coach's post-game show. Hastings Vision Clinic, our sponsor on the player of the game. And then Bill Hamburger Remodeling on the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Zach Foster, the Adams Central coach, come up here. And we'll talk about this game and what's coming up tomorrow. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play. A split for the Adams Central teams in this first round of the Minden Holiday Tournament. The Bennington girls defeat Adams Central by the score of 40-29. The Adams Central boys beat Bennington by the score of 55-52 in these matchups of the Adams Central and Bennington teams. The Bennington girls win. The Adams Central boys win. Adams Central girls into the consolation game at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Adams Central boys into the championship at 6:15 tomorrow. We will have both games for you right here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Pregame show for the girls' game at 12:45 tomorrow. Boys' pregame about 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then the final scores for the girls: Bennington 40, Adams Central 29. Adams Central boys defeat Bennington 55-52. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Minden. We'll name our players of the game. Adams Central girls and boys split with the Bennington Badgers. The girls lose 40-29 to Bennington. Adams Central boys beat Bennington by the score of 55-52. In the girls game, Janessa Bolin leads the way with 9 points. Sydney Bernosik has 8 off the bench for the Patriots. As Adams Central could manage only 10 field goals from the field here in this first game. Dropped it by 11, 40-29. Adams Central boys win at 55-52. Brady Baird with 22 in the ballgame, 18 in the first half. Matt Obermiller, Nick Stein had 10. Pretty good defense by the Patriots. Good board work, good inside play by Calvin Ott. Patriot boys win. Adams Central girls lose. We'll name our Patriot players of the game right after this timeout.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
And welcome back to Minden. Our players of the game as the Adams Central girls lose. The Adams Central boys win here tonight. The Adams Central girls player of the game. We're going to give it to Sydney Bernasica. Sydney came in the ball game tonight and gave the Lady Patriots a lift in this first game of this afternoon, I should say. She had six second-quarter points, a couple field goals in that second quarter, including a 3-2, 1-2 from the line, and 2 points in the second half. 8 on the evening for Sydney Bernasic, and we will name Sydney our girls' player of the game for Adams Central in their loss. Brady Barron will have to give it to Brady here tonight, I think. He had 22 to lead the way, including 18 in the first half, 15 in the second quarter, as Barrett had a couple of threes in that second quarter, also had a three-point play to really ignite Adams Central. They outscored the Badgers 18-7 in the second quarter, got control of that game, led it by 8 at halftime, and the Patriots went on to win it by 3, 55-52. So Brady Barrett, our boys' player of the game, and Sydney Bernasic, our girls' player of the game, in the Adams Central split here tonight in the first round of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Stay tuned. We're not finished here yet. We have the Adams Central coaches with us. We're going to talk to the coach on the coach's postgame show right after this.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage continues with the coach's postgame show next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products at Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Welcome back. This is the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Adams Central boys win the first-round matchup over Bennington, 55-52, and Rick Rath has joined us, one of the assistant basketball coaches of the Adams Central Patriots. Victory this afternoon, Coach. Congratulations. I'm sure everybody's happy, and I think overall pretty good performance by your ball club.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, you really never know what you're going to get in a holiday tournament. And we kind of prepared our kids mentally that this might be exactly what happened. We said if the ball goes in the hoop, we can win, and if it doesn't, it can get ugly, and you're going to have to find some things out about yourself and find out different ways to win the ball game. And probably in some ways, we maybe found out more about our team winning the way we did in the fourth quarter than we did if we would have continued. I think we had a 14 or 15-point lead, and maybe if we would have kept that or made it grow, you don't get a chance to be in those opportunities of close games. And you have to use those and use that as a positive rather than a negative.
The most important thing, they did react real well in that fourth quarter. That has to make everybody happy. Because the lead got down to 2, but no panic by your kids. And is that what you think is the most important thing that came out of this, that you were able to, you know, you lost the lead, you were able to get the scoring bucket there by Stein and the 2 free throws by Barrett. So the kids were tested there, but they passed the test with flying colors.
Yeah, Coach Foster really challenged them on the bench at one of the timeouts, particularly on the boards. We got hurt on the boards all night, we thought, and sometimes it was because we weren't given effort, and other times it just seemed like we got weird bounces. And that happens, especially on the offensive end. But we really challenged our kids in the last 2 minutes, and I thought it really paid its dividends that the kids, Nick got a big rebound down there and got on the ground for one and called the timeout. It was a huge possession for us. And we executed a couple set plays that down the stretch that one of the things you got to realize when you get in the fourth quarter of close ball games is there's a difference between good shots and great shots. And we got a couple great shots and finished them. Those ones that are like 80-90% chances to make rather than even the 50% in that position.
The ball club got to that position, a real good second quarter, Coach. You're behind there, kind of a little bit of a slow start. You're 3 down at the first quarter, but really had a good second quarter, outscoring the Badgers 18-7, and three of those were at the buzzer on a banked-in three, but really got hot in that second quarter, really shot the ball well. That was your best streak of the basketball game. Three threes in a row and another three-point play there by Barrett, but the three by Ashton Dirk. So three threes in a row, you really got hot and really got in the flow in that second quarter, and that kind of paved the way for you to win this basketball.
Right. We're a team that is, I think, one of our great strengths is our ability to push the ball. And when we push the ball, we create a lot of problems for transition defenses. And that's what happened there. And you would think that would happen in the second quarter. You're coming off. You haven't had practice for 5 days. Not your legs under you. And we thought we had a better bench than they did. And I think that was a big difference. With Ashton Dirk coming in, and Holly did a great job coming in there, and we got some great time off the bench, and we had our legs a little more under us, and then we had some really easy looks at threes because we pushed the ball.
Rebounding and defense was pretty good too, Coach. They have some pretty good players. Wilchett is a very good point guard, and Michael Wickham is a force inside. So you had to battle them all evening long on the boards and defensively to try to keep those guys from getting the real good looks. And I think overall, defense and the rebounding was pretty good. Coach, pretty happy with that?
Yes, and that's one of the things when you play in a holiday tournament, you play somebody like Bennington that you don't see, and you have no comparisons, you know, how they play. And we had tapes on them, and, you know, when I come out after watching the tape, we're standing there, and the coaches are going, wow, look a little more athletic than what they look like on tape. And you just really can't always tell that. So, you know, they're a Class B team, and you play for a little pride there too. But it also gives you an idea of where you're stacked with the rest of the state. And you can't do it. I know you get in trouble when you compare scores, but you still can compare teams.
Well, the ball club now will have a chance maybe to sleep in a little bit, maybe not. They may be able to shoot around. The coach probably doesn't want them to sleep too much, but you won't have the mid-afternoon game tomorrow. It'll be 6:15 tomorrow night against the winner of the last game tonight between the Minnan and Axtell, so you're going to have the chance to get some rest in, and whichever team wins that one, it'll be another test tomorrow night on this floor. A Minnan that will be on their home floor if they win, and Axtell is a pretty good ball club too, I'm sure, so that'll be the next challenge tomorrow night, and you just have to get ready for it, don't you, Coach?
We certainly do, and Minden's a big rivalry for Adams Central. Through the years, even though they're not on our regular schedule right now, it's been a big, there's a rivalry there, and they've got a great ball club, and so it'll be a barn burner in here tomorrow night.
Well, Coach, no matter who it is, we'll be back, and see what happens. Congratulations on this one, especially to the guys. I know they're going to maybe chance to get some rest, maybe watch a little of that game later on, and we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you tomorrow as the season goes along, but a good start to kind of the middle part of the season here to this afternoon. Thank you, sir.
Yes, and thank you for the coverage, Blaine. You do a great job, and it's always great to have the service for the people who can't make it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Rick Rath, assistant basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as the Patriots win it 55-52 over Bennington in the first round of the Minden Holiday Tournament. The Patriots in the championship game tomorrow night. We'll take our time out and wrap things up right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to Minden. We'll wrap things up here in fast after the Adams Central victory, 55-52 in the boys' game. The girls of Adams Central dropped it to Bennington by the score of 40-29. So the Patriots get their taste of the Bennington Badgers, lose the girls' game, win of the boys' game. And Adams Central now 6-1 on the boys' side, 2-5 on the girls' side. And both teams will be playing tomorrow here in the second round, final day of the Minden Holiday Tournament. And the Adams Central girls will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow at 11 o'clock. At 1 o'clock tomorrow. And Adams Central will be playing in the boys' game at 6:15. So here we go. Broadcast plans tomorrow for you right here on ESPN 1550 KICS. the girls' consolation game. Adams Central will play the loser of the upcoming game between Minden and Axtell. Pre-game at 12:45 tomorrow right here on ESPN 1550 KICF. Adams Central boys will play in the boys' championship at 6:15 tomorrow night. We'll have that game also right here on ESPN 1550 KICF. They'll play the winner of the Minden-Axtell boys game, which will be later on this evening. And that pregame at 6 o'clock, the boys at 6:15. Both games tomorrow for you on the radio. 12:45 pregame for the girls, 6 o'clock for the boys here on ESPN 1550 KICF Radio in Hastings. That will do it for the first day of the Minden Holiday Tournament. Again, the final scores in the girls' game, the Bennington Badgers 40, the Adams Central Lady Patriots 29. In the boys' contest, the Adams Central Patriots 55, the Bennington Badgers 52. For producer-engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. We'll talk to you tomorrow from the Minden Holiday Tournament. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Bit of momentum.
Three and out with Tim Hasselbeck. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it.
You got to talk. See you.